This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 on the evening edition. You're with Hezril and Cam. And for our next story, we're asking you, do you miss going to the movies and waiting for new releases? Or have you gotten comfortable with sticking to streaming platforms, perhaps, like Netflix?
You're turning to me now, Hezril. I'm going to publicly shame myself because this kind of way of living, not going out and everything, this is how I like to live.
Interesting.
Big cinema goer.
The introvert comes out in you.
Yeah, but I conducted a very unscientific survey just now, and I asked several people, and it was a 50-50 split on whether they were prepared to go back to the cinema.
Huh.
With some actually being really quite scared, very scared.
Interesting.
But they kind of all agreed ultimately on it depends on the movie.
Hmm.
If it's a really big event movie or, you know, some exciting thing, then they would be there. But very 50-50.
Huh. Well, either way, cinemas will reopen starting December 16th in areas under the RMCO. However, operators like GSC are asking the government to let all cinemas reopen across the country.
Because I mean, it's been months, has it not?
It has, yeah.
And I would imagine actually, there's a sort of natural sense of perhaps danger and claustrophobia, but it's probably no more unsafe than many other. It's probably more unsafe to be in a lift than it is to be in a cinema.
Yeah, that's the thing, because GSC's CEO, Ko Mei Lee, for instance, hopes that the government will consider reopening the cinemas, right? Because restrictions on SOPs are being relaxed. People can now travel across states. Restaurants can accommodate more diners per table and so on. And like you've said, Cam, they've been closed for several months.
Yeah, and the cinemas, as much as any other business, deserved the chance to recover. Some cinemas have been closed for as long as 6 months with zero income.
Mm.
GSC apparently stressed that a partial reopening would still be a burden financially as opposed to a full reopening.
Well, yeah, there you go. Let us know in the meantime. Do you miss going to the movies, or have you simply settled watching things online? That number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, though, we're going to get some insights from an actual cinema operator, and we're crossing over to Chia Chun Wei, the CEO of MBO Cinemas. Chun Wei, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me in the live. I'm not that prepared, but I'll try my best, yeah?
Yeah, pleasure to have you. So, Chun Wei, cinemas across the country have closed down since October this year. How has MBO been coping since then?
Yeah, this is actually bad because we practically have zero box office sales, meaning there's no ticket sales. What most of our site and the competitors are doing, we basically reverted to concession sales, i.e. we are selling limited edition merchandises, yeah, or whatever that we can do while waiting for the green light to reopen.
But starting December 16th, cinemas in areas under an RMCO will be allowed to reopen, including MBOs. How much of a difference will this make to operators such as yourself to reopen all cinemas across the country?
Yeah, just want to make a point here that with the SOP in place, yeah, we are proud to say that there's zero case of COVID-19 detected in any of the cinemas in Malaysia. So we believe that, if we are allowed to reopen, yeah, we believe that both the operators and also the moviegoers are able to live with the new norm already. So we believe that the moviegoers are ready to come back and to comply, with the SOP in place. Yeah.
And speaking of the SOPs, maybe you could help us to go over those SOPs and precautions you'll be taking once cinemas reopen, because it's been a while since we last talked. And on top of that, are you going to introduce any new SOPs?
All right. The SOP is quite consistent across the retailers, i.e., you know, we will have our MySejahtera registered upon entrance. Then there's this 1 meter social distancing and also sitting gap compliance. Yeah. So we are still not allowed to sit together, but that's just a seat away. So I think it's still all right. And of course, we need to wear masks. And if you are eating, you can pull it down and have a nice popcorn. Yeah. But when you are done, then you should just keep it up. Keep the mask on. Yeah. So nothing complicated. It's actually very easy. And I believe all our moviegoers will be able to comply. Yeah.
So over this year, the streaming services like Netflix have seen jumps in the new subscriptions globally. Do you think the ability of local cinemas to reopen, will they be able to fight back against the streaming services?
Yep. I look at it as a good news. At least people are still interested to watch movies, right? So it's either they watch it at home or they watch at the theaters. And of course now, because the theaters are closed, so they are watching it at home. So we believe that Netflix and movie exhibitors are a different segment. Yeah? So when there's a new blockbusters being released, like the coming Wonder Woman, there's actually a nice 1 to 2 weeks window gap, meaning exhibitors will be able to release the movies at the cinemas. And there's a window before it is played at HBO Max. So in this case, in our country, we do not have HBO Max. So people will still need to come and watch it at the cinemas. So we feel that it is all right. It is just, I would say, it is just a temporary effect where people are not allowed to come to the cinema. So very naturally, they will watch movies at home.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Yes, and sorry, Chun Wai, did you have anything more to say?
Well, we're just hoping that we have been rallying with the relevant government agencies to allow us to reopen with the SOP in place. And this is very important because, we just did a recent calculation. There's an estimated 3,000 employees in this industry, which their jobs are at stake. Yeah. So we have been operating for only a few months this year, and the result was not good. So if we are allowed to close for very long, we will continue to cash burn, and that's a lot of money to burn. And we hope that the government can hear us and allow us to reopen based on the good track record that we have achieved so far. And I appreciate that, guys, that you allow a platform for us to actually voice our opinion. And we hope that the government can hear this. Yeah.
Right. So we're hoping for the best. I think there are Malaysians who do want to go back to the cinemas, you know, and watch a movie, get some popcorn. But in the event operators can't reopen cinemas in areas under the CMCO, what are MBO's plans moving forward?
Well, we will stick to the current practice where we will continue to sell concessions. We try to engage our moviegoers via the e-commerce and digital platforms. But there's nothing much we can do, actually, because our core business is still content exhibition. So we really hope that the government can allow us to reopen. Yeah.
Right. And with that, Chun Wai, thank you for your thoughts and speaking with us this evening.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. All the best to everyone here. Thank you.
And all the best to you too. That was Chia Chun Wai, CEO of MBO Cinemas. And, tell us, are you missing the movies? Do you want to go back to the cinemas? Or are you comfortable streaming things online? And after this, we're going to be speaking with a filmmaker, Lina Tan, about their perspective, filmmakers' perspectives, right? Because they're providing movies to our cinemas. So if you have any questions on that, you can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 01878988899 or tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's coming along to 5:50 on the evening edition. You're with Hezrul and Cam, and we're continuing our conversation on movies and specifically cinemas, because operators are requesting that the government reopen them in all areas and not just those under the RMCO. Earlier, we were talking to the CEO of MBO Cinemas, Chia Chun Wai. Now we're crossing over to Lina Tan, who's the founder and chief content officer of Red Films. Lina, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Hi. Hi there. Yeah, you're welcome.
Right. So how have you been doing throughout the MCO, and what have production levels look like for filmmakers?
I think, well, during the MCO, nobody was allowed to shoot. So basically, I think the industry really suffered during that time when the government was really strict between the months of March to May, when it was strict lockdown. So, and then the industry is really, it's hard because, you know, we all work on project basis. And so that was a really tough time for everyone. But when the government announced that we could shoot again, I think that there was a bit of relief, and a lot of us started planning production. We were one of the lucky ones that we were shooting during the MCO, where we actually shot using Zoom, Zoom cameras. You know, we actually told our talents what to do, and we shot a whole telemovie doing that, which won an award recently. But the thing is, I think for the industry, it is really tough because of the, now that we're opening up the industry, it's really about the following the SOPs, and which means that a lot of things has to be done a bit slower. We have to be more careful. But even then, there's no guarantee because, there's no guarantee that we're going to be just running a production that is free from any disruptions. Yeah. There's a recent case like this for us also, and I think a few productions in the industry where one of the one of the celebrities or the talent was tested positive after they attended the set. So that immediately had to stop production immediately. Yeah.
Well, Lina, by the way, full disclosure, Lina and I used to work together about 30 years ago.
That's disclosing your age too much, Ken.
Yeah. So, Lina, obviously, you and I assume other production companies have been really thinking on their feet and trying to find different ways to show your projects. But do you think that you've been able to find ways that have circumvented cinemas? Have you found new ways for audiences to enjoy your product?
Well, it's not new. I mean, anyway, during the MCO, people need entertainment, so that didn't go away. So content, I think the finding new ways, cinema was always an option, but actually even before the MCO, we saw cinema taking a different direction where it's catering a lot to big blockbusters, big productions with, you know, car chasers or horror, the appetite of the audience, the mass audience. I think what has really been sidelined is stories with good storytelling, you know, human dramas, those kind of films that may not get the cinema audience are finding a landing place now in lots of the OTT platforms, which I'm really glad because then it means more variety. So I think in that sense, the situation with the cinema is that we still need it, but it's just catering to a different audience. And depending on the kind of producer, the kind of film that you're doing, it really is moving a slightly different direction for cinemas, for content makers.
Mm. And looking ahead then, you know, this pandemic isn't going away anytime soon. You know, what's your strategy moving forward? Can moviegoers eventually expect any new releases from you in the, you know, once cinemas reopen in areas under the RMCO and possibly beyond that?
Yeah, for sure. I think we don't stop making. I mean, we had a production that we were going to shoot, a film production that we're going to shoot this year, which we completely stopped, and we moved it to next year. We don't even have a date, to be very honest, because it's such, when you're going on a movie production set, you're looking at about 100 people you know, 70 to 100 people for a big movie production. And that's too risky at this stage now. So for us, we're just going to sit it out and wait for the government to make an announcement and see how things are before we even contemplate doing a big production shoot. So for my movie production that I've put on hold, there's at the moment now no set date. And I can't even tell my actors, I feel really bad, but because it's really too risky to start a production in the situation it is right now. So it's better, I feel, to wait it out.
Mm. So Lena, it sounds from what you're saying that Red Films, your company, has survived, has been surviving the storm with COVID-19. But across the industry, though, is it a story of survival, or have there been casualties?
I think generally in the industry, well, I've not heard of major casualties of companies closing, but I know most producers and most production companies, post-production companies, suppliers had to tighten their belt. A lot of them are, you know, hang on for a few months. And the good thing is now, because they said, okay, you can shoot now, and with the FINAS, the government, like, giving a lot of incentives to Penjana because they're trying to get production houses, they're trying to get jobs in the industry, I think this has helped to revitalize the industry to some degree. And you do see production houses now starting to shoot. And in fact, I think January next year, that's going to be a huge deluge of shoots happening. So that's a good thing. So I think those who could tighten their belt and, you know, hold on, everybody held on. And I think the industry slowly, you see, getting to its feet. I mean, it's not 100%, still very, very quiet compared to normal, but you do see it coming to its feet slowly.
Hmm.
Yeah, but I think what's really affected is the productions that do support from overseas, production support jobs, because that one really is affected.
Hmm. Well, Lena, we hope for the best. Thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Okay, no, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Our pleasure. That was Lena Tan, founder and chief content officer of Red Films, weighing in on, I guess, how filmmakers and film companies are also coping with this, right? Since they're also supplying films to our cinemas. You can let us know, you know, do you miss going to the movies? Have you settled for online streaming platforms? That number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we do have some messages that have come in.
Yes, we have one from Twitter, from Ikhwan Rizwan. Says, I never knew I had a cinema-shaped hole in my heart until it was taken away. Took it for granted all these years. Is going to the cinema, pleading face, loudly crying face.
I'd have to say I'm on the same page. I've taken cinemas for granted until we couldn't go anymore. On another note, though, Cam, this one, I don't know if you can speak to this, but Ratana says watching movies online is not the same without the popcorns. For that reason, I'd go back to the cinemas. And we've got Saman, who says the same thing, eating popcorn at home just isn't the same.
Yeah, it's one of the sad things actually about Kuala Lumpur. I love Kuala Lumpur. But got to say, it's really hard to find things to do. And going to the cinema is one of the things that we have to do.
Yeah, and I think that really speaks to it, right? It is the ambiance, the moments leading up to the cinemas, buying the popcorn, taking it all in before you take a seat. But, you know, in the meantime, keep sending your thoughts through. We're headed to the 6 o'clock news after this. Keep it on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.